Number 17, miscellaneous. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before we go to the deputy director or the director, there were two matters that I've got in my list here for the wrap-up, maybe three here. The first one has to do with the testimony we heard on the Skagit Elk situation. And so normally we take public testimony for 2 days and then at the meeting wrap-up, talk about what to do about that. And the thrust of my comments here have to do with trying to improve our image with the public. We would like to have as many people as possible in the state think that the commission and the department are doing a good job. And that's a difficult thing to identify and define very specifically. But in general, from the highest policy levels, without getting prescriptive as to what to do, I think that ought to be the goal. And in this case, we heard about some things about a year ago. And when I asked the question if there's a perception that we've been hearing you, fortunately, the answer was no. We're very angry at the department for doing absolutely nothing. We did not hear, though, that there had been the kind of progress that maybe was hoped for. And while we can't sit here at this table and get too prescriptive, I think that we need to send a stronger message from the commission to the director that we would like to see something measurably positive happen. We have a proposed resolution here that certainly I'm not going to propose taking a look at that here today, but I thought about what it would be then so that maybe a year from now when we come back and say, have we succeeded, have we failed, or are we somewhere in between? And I think some of it gets back to the number of elk. So if you wanted to say, how about as a general policy goal, reduce the incidence of elk problems in the Skagit Valley by 25%. I'm not sure how you'd measure such a thing because you'd have to have all this accounting and reporting and all the rest of that. They've offered this suggestion to engage one of the tribes in trapping elk out of the area. And they've offered another suggestion for unlimited permits. And I'm sure there's many people that keyed in on that word unlimited is not acceptable. But I think there ought to be some sort of a quantitative goal other than please try to do something. And it gets to really rung my ears a little bit when I heard their estimates of recruitment of the elk. We're going to have 300 calves out of 800 adult elk or something like that. And if you project to 2019, 2020, 2021, and down the road, it seems to get back to a number of elk. And so what I wanted to throw out to the group here is whether or not it would be good to have the commission provide direction that a year from now to reduce the number of elk on the Skagit River Valley floor by 25%. Maybe by the trapping thing that's proposed. Maybe by more permits. Maybe by who knows what. Maybe by working with the landowners. But at any rate, this gets back again that we would like these people to think the department's doing a good job. We'd like the tribes to think that the department's doing a good job. We'd like the conservation community to think we're doing a good job. But I'm making this kind of a speech here for a signal for more tangible progress in the Skagit Valley on the elk problem.
Commissioner McIsaac, I'll just start by, I have a meeting scheduled. It has nothing to do with the Skagit Elk. It has to do with some other tribal issues. And it's on the 18th of this month and up on the north end with most of the north end tribes. And I am planning to travel with Scott Schuyler, who I've known for a long, long time, and his mother. So I want to personally talk to Scott Schuyler of the Upper Skagit Tribe about this and see where he is on it. He's in my experience, he's an easy person to work with, easy to communicate with. So from where I sit, I'm going to start by doing that, and perhaps I can bring that back to all of you.
If there's no objection to that, Arena, the other matter that came up during the course of the meeting here has to do with this night fishing policy matter. and it's unclear to me how we ended that particular agenda item. So this was an agenda item that was labeled as a briefing, not a decision matter, but it's unclear to me whether or not there's a feeling that there has been a decision, or we're going to hear back again from the staff on trying to quantify enforcement, nighttime enforcement versus daytime enforcement. It's kind of unclear to me whether we're talking about Drano Lake or we're talking about from Priest Rapids up to Chief Joseph. And it gets back again to an image thing. And so if there is an intent that what's listed under the next steps is direction from the commission, then I think we ought to discuss that. If this was just a briefing and the next steps are forthcoming, I don't see anything on the year at a glance for that, and so I think we ought to talk about that. And I know Commissioner Graybill's been the original blue sheeter on this and kind of the champion of this. But as we left that agenda item, it was unclear to me what happens next.
As Commissioner McIsaac, as I understood it, the department was going to review that because it had to do with North of Falcon process. I believe that we are going to revisit this with staff recommendations prior to season setting for the next year. So it could be included in the pamphlet if, in fact, we were going to have a night fishing closure on that. And there is more discussion to go on around that, too, because my original concern was pretty specific to Drano Lake and Wind River, and what the department actually provided us with was a briefing on concurrency with Oregon on their practices for night fishing, which is valid and should be considered as well. And so there's considerations that are not only conservation concerns, there's enforcement concerns. And so we will hear more about that prior to the season setting. And we can talk to Ron about what the intent was, or Ryan, which we'll see on Thursday. So, yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, let me I appreciate that response, Dave, and kind of what your expectations are. I think that the problem that I have, though, with this is that, we have North of Falcon every year, we get some participation. We'd always like to get more. I think the problem, though, with kind of what I see as a potential is that closure of some of these popular fisheries is on the table, but not sure if folks have the ability that even know that this is going to be part of the North of Falcon process. I think the last thing that we need to have happen as we go forward with a fee package is closures of fisheries that are popular and without people really knowing about it. So I share some real concerns about that, about kind of the lack of notice, no firm direction really from the commission about what the next steps should be. I understand, this is potentially something that we would delegate to the director, but we need to be very careful in terms of our image about closing fisheries without a really seeing if this is necessary to understand the scope of the problem, first of all, and then what could be done short of closing fisheries to resolve the problem. So I share the Commissioner McIsaac's concerns and the uneasiness about where we left this off.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And that kind of isolates the confusion for me, too. It was unclear to me whether or not there was a commission decision for this to be a topic in the North of Falcon process. And the reason I bring that up is that if there was the call for a decision to do that and there is a concern about enforcement, I think we ought to see the enforcement information. What's the violation rate at night? What's the violation rate during the day? If the enforcement folks believe that there's a dirty fishery out there, I'll be the first one in line to support that. However, we didn't see that. And if there's a conservation concern out there, I'll be the first one in line behind that. But we didn't hear anything about any information about what kind of a conservation problem we have. So I did not feel like there was a decision that this would be on the agenda in the North of Falcon process. If that's true, then I missed it. If that's the will of the commission, and you're saying it should come back again to the commission before it's decided for the pamphlet, then I think we need to get that on the.
Ron, would you like to speak to that?
Chair Carpenter, thank you. Commissioner McIsaac, I don't believe that there was an absolute decision by the commission to put it on North Falcon. However, when we have fisheries that we are looking at, whether they are conservation issues or additional fishery opportunities because of forecasts, our issue lists are developed, and we take all of those issues back out to our constituency, the Washington citizenry, to have those conversations. This topic is going to be on a North Falcon topic. That's my understanding of what will happen. And then coming out of North Falcon, if we then choose hear the right, see the right information, we still have to see those enforcement reports. We still have to understand the issue more clearly, I believe, and make a determination in meeting with the public on what it is that we need to do. That's the process North Falcon presents to us every year, and we look forward to taking this issue through that process.
You know, those are really valid points that Bob and Don have raised, and believe me, I want this to be the due process served with this and your questions and concerns addressed. I'm not trying to suggest in any way we're trying to get this done but without due process and the questions answered. You know, this was our first initiation to this issue, and the process has just started, and I don't see any hurry or panic about it.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Yeah, and once again, I'm thinking of our image situation, and so from someone from region, a constituent from Region 5 asked me, how did this process start, that consideration of closing Drano Lake at night? How did that start? I'm one of the guys in the popular category who I like to do that and have done it for years. And I have not done it for years, but I know that it is a popular fishery.
Oh, yeah.
If someone asked me, why is it that this is even on the table and when did it happen, I have difficulty answering that question because I did not hear any evidence of an enforcement result. So when you say it is on the North of Falcon thing, I guess I could ask, well, when did it get on there? Did it get on there at this meeting? If it's on there for regular North of Falcon stuff every year, that's fine. And I know that we closed Drano Lake for steelhead fishing while we closed the main stem of the Columbia River also for conservation reasons. Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to make an enormous deal about this, and I appreciate the fact that due process is out there. But, you know, if it is going to be discussed in the North of Falcon arena, I guess I'd get back to why. I did not hear enough about why at this meeting for me to have endorsed that.
May I suggest that on our next conference call, we have this item on there. Ron, in the interim, you can get with the director and figure out a plan and then get back to us and we can drill down on it. That match up with what you're thinking, Don?
Yeah.
Okay.
And thank you.
And Ron is, you know, I don't recall during North of Falcon that we looked specifically at Drano Lake, Wind River, concurrency above Bonneville Dam or whatever. I'm not sure if what you mean by this will be on the North of Falcon agenda is that it's just part of the Columbia River consideration, but not specific to this action or issue that we're doing.
Chair Carpenter, Commissioner yeah. Graybill, thank you. I'm not saying that it's a action. What I was referring to is every year throughout the year, whether it's a conservation concern, whether it's something that we heard from a particular sports group, recreational group, whether it's something that we hear at a commission meeting, we develop issue lists and make it a point to ask questions about that with the general public. Okay. And we can ask about the night closure issue in its entirety or in portion in our public meetings to get some reference. But as Chair Carpenter had indicated, we will put together a plan and try to pull some information together and provide it back to the commission so that you're aware of why we would be placing it on there instead of just out of rumor or what had occurred earlier in the commission meeting.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to create a lot of work for folks. So if the answer here from someone who's been through some North of Falcons is that North of Falcon is an open book, anybody who walks through the door can submit an idea. If that's the rationale, then I'm fine with it. I would encourage, though, indeed, when it's talked about at North of Falcon, that the information be displayed. And if there is a conclusion that for reasons other than salmon fishery management stuff in North of Falcon, that people think this is a good idea, that the commission hear about it before it's finalized.
I might also mention, to satisfy the concerns of all of our commissioners, that we get some kind of message or direction or confirmation of concerns from enforcement. I mean, I've talked to enforcement, but the commission in general hasn't heard from them on this. So it would be important that they hear from enforcement on this issue as well.
Commissioner Graybill, I couldn't agree more. I know it, after the presentation yesterday, a small group of fish program folks sat down, and I requested the same thing. So it's already in the pipeline.
Good.
And once we have the contact with enforcement, who does a great job in tracking and documenting what their activities are, we'll happily work with them and put some together and get it to commissioners.
Okay. Joe Storer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll quickly go through the items that I heard you all ask us about or direction that you gave us. Starting with the public input session yesterday morning, there was Mr. Shane Wise, who talked about corn pond hunting, and there were a lot of thoughts around what needed to be discussed or reviewed as a result of that. And then we heard Commissioner Baker request a blue sheet, and so that is on the list. The director in his report noted that the report, the printed report that was in your binder was pretty small. So that's a reminder to me to prompt everybody to do something more complete. And I also heard in the director's report the commission asked for a copy of the Wainuchi mitigation agreement. So we'll get that to you. Commissioner Holzmiller asked for more information about the Mentor fish loss, and the director committed to do that and to, you know, think about accountability and the possibility of having some kind of standby generators available during the winter season. I think came from Commissioner Carpenter. As we went through the North of Falcon policy, There was a request to develop a white paper that evaluated the research that may exist around closure of fisheries and impacts to southern resident killer whales. The commission also was expressing some pretty strong support to make some progress on the Skokomish situation. In the wildlife rehab discussion yesterday afternoon, Commissioner McIsaac was suggesting that we, as we think about the rehab rules, one of the metrics to look for is that they're seen as something better than what we had before. That was a measure of success for us. So I made note of that. This morning, in our future meeting planning, there was Commissioner Thorburn asking for approval to invite the FFA debate group to make a presentation at the March Spokane meeting, and the commission agreed to that. Commissioner McIsaac had several suggestions for the February agenda, including a staff presentation on fisheries options for Willapa Bay, the addition of a public comment period if we do that, moving hatchery reform discussion to early Friday morning, plus the Columbia River, potentially the Columbia River Joint Commission report to Friday morning to accommodate some schedules. I mentioned Commissioner Baker's blue sheet on corn pond hunting. Skagit elk and being able to express some sort of quantitative goal. Commissioner McIsaac threw out the notion of 25%, but something that's more tangible in terms of progress that we could look back on a year from now and see that we had moved forward in terms of resolving that issue. And then the recent discussion around Columbia River night fishing and more discussion at the conference call coming up. That's what I had. Tammy, did I?
I think you got it. You guys got more than we did.
Thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm. Any other end of the meeting comments or debrief discussion anyone have?
Just
Mr. McIsaac.
I have just one. the meeting started off with a very good presentation on the possibility of a wolf commission or wolf committee. I think everybody was looking forward to doing that in a soon time frame. But two of the commissioners that are champions of this aren't here. And so I wondered if we put that on our March meeting.
It's on the conference call agenda.
Okay. Part of the idea of a wolf committee being established and not having misunderstandings about what it was so that the public would be aware of it all. So does this mean when does it show up is on the conference call, or a decision to establish it and what the structure is and how the WAG is coordinating with it and all the rest of that, whether it was open or closed, all those things that were left out there?
Well, the comments from the two commissioners from the east side that left is that they wanted to have it on the conference call, and we can drill down on it, and we can formally approve it at our next meeting. Commissioner Baker.
I think to allay your fears, Commissioner McIsaac, the only thing that we will likely do on the conference call is establish the committee should we decide to do that, and I think there's the votes for it, and possibly discuss a chair. I think the rest of those details will be worked out in the future, but they had to go to catch airplanes, so that was the compromise.
Is that to satisfy your concerns, not? Any questions or comments? Questions or comments?
I have one, just a reminder, yeah. We're already short people for February, so if things are not looking good for any of the others, please make sure you let me know.
Thank you all. Have a safe trip home. Meeting adjourned.